What's up, guys? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for June 28th, 2017. I'm Tim Geddes, joined by Game Over Greggy himself, Greg Miller.
Bonjour! It's the comic episode!
You excited about that?
I can't wait. I love the comics episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you. Getting ahead of the game on this. I'm so ahead of the game.
I feel left behind by other morning shows on Twitch.
That's what happens.
What's that? Oh, there aren't others.
Yeah,
there aren't
that's others. True. We're the only one. Don't know that to be true,
but if I say it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I've also never lost a predictions episode, ever.
You lost this one, most recent one. We've never gone over those results.
To that. There's no...
M-Dog approved the Reddit thread that had them all laid out from the games cast, and I was victorious once again.
Yeah?
Clowning everyone out.
Some say that.
I say that.
I've seen it both ways, as Nick would say.
No.
I love when Nick does that, though. Because I've seen it both ways.
Nick wants to be devil's advocate for no reason and just start shit.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's not so much that. It's just when he doesn't know what he's talking about at all, he'll just say, I've seen it both ways. And it's like, you haven't seen it both ways.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. How are you, Greg?
I'm excellent, Tim. How are you?
I am pretty damn good myself.
Yeah.
Last night, didn't sleep well.
Really?
Why is that? That was the one bad thing. Well, one, Gia was a little drunk last night.
Had a few drinks,
And because we went out to Nick's comedy stand-up special in a laundry
room. Nick was on a comedy showcase last night. We're going to talk about it on the Game Over Greggy show we record today that you can watch live if you're a supporter over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. But the episode, they won't go live until a week from Friday of this week on Patreon, and then the week after 4th of July on YouTube because of next week, me not being here because I'm going on vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so we got to see his stand-up, and that was great, but they had these canned wines.
Canned wine, and you think no big deal.
Sounds a little scary,
sure,
to be honest. But looking at them, I'm like, those look really trendy.
Yeah.
And this place, I was like, I actually kind of trust this. This isn't some weird nasty shit.
Nah.
I was like, I'm down with that. She was down with it too, as was Jen.
So was Jen, yeah.
And it was when they had their second canned wine.
Yeah.
That she was like, you know what? I should probably look at how much is in this compared to a bottle, realizing the two cans equals one whole bottle.
Yeah, they were tall boys. They weren't just straight up, a little 12 fluid ounce can of wine. They were fucking tall boy wine things that should not have been consumed.
Have been consumed last night, but they were.
They were, and then we went to dinner afterwards, all of us, to celebrate Nick's accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
We were quickly left alone. Nick Scarpino didn't want to sit with us. And
it's not how it went. We went to this restaurant.
Not at all. I was really upset you wouldn't sit with us.
They had to separate us all, and it was really... I felt like second-class citizens.
Sure.
Because they were like, all right, we had a group of 11, which I understand, walking into a small Italian place and being like, 11 people, it's going to be an issue. But they separated us, 7 and 4.
I mean, with all due respect, I go to this one small Italian place called the Olive Garden quite a bit, and they sit 11, no problem.
Yeah,
they sit
11, that's true.
No
when you're there,
problem. Your family.
It's just how it's part of the logo.
And then we got there and had more wine. Yeah. And at which Gia said, just pour me a splash, and then the guy filled them to the brim right away. And I was like, here we go. Off
here
to the races.
Here we go.
So
I had to deal with that. But what I really had to deal with was, and I've been, there's been the ongoing saga of me and my upstairs neighbors, which I'm totally down
I thought
with
we that. Solved it. I thought we liked the upstairs neighbors.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Is that the saga?
They're great. They're awesome. There's been a lot of communication. Everything's super good.
Yeah.
But last night was the first time that I was like, this seems like you're pushing the boundaries.
Oh, you had to go up there
to come home. Oh, I didn't. I was like, whatever.
The old
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Group of dudes come home.
On a Tuesday night. Now Wednesday morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come home. I just start freestyle rap battling.
Ooh, no, I don't like that.
But they were so drunk, and I was just like, I hate this so much because I just want to sleep.
Yeah.
But there's nothing funnier than this to me.
You wanted to go up there and wreck them, too.
Yeah, not so much that, just watch. But then I could hear, so that's kind of all I needed because I feel like if I saw it, it'd be a little too cringeworthy.
Sure. Now, was Gia out cold this entire time?
She was knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because to Jen's credit, all the alcohol did for her was make her more aggressive to kick people's asses in arms.
Oh, okay.
So she came home and tweeted out again, I'm here to play arms. Then tweeted off, my pants are off. It's time to play arms.
Okay.
And then she just fucking wrecked best friends while I read Lock and Key.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's quite the life. I didn't get to play arms last night.
You missed
unfortunately.
Out.
Unfortunately. No. But I did read Lock and Key, and we'll get to that later.
That was your required reading, remember, from last week.
So that's exciting. Anything else? Any other fun stories from last night?
Kevin sat behind me. I grabbed his leg at one point.
How was your guys' table? I guess that's a big question I had. Oh, no, you were with me. Fuck. Yeah. Kevin, how was your table?
At the Italian joint, how was your table there?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, guys. It was kind of boring.
Sean Pitts, Drag It Down?
Yeah.
And random Nick's friend?
No, actually, Nick's friend, who...
Scott.
Big Scott. Dick.
Big Dick Scott. Yeah, that is what they call him.
You might know him from the Game Over Greggy show.
We actually heard a story where his mother-in-law was talking about how big his dick is.
Yeah.
His mother-in-law.
A very, very petite Japanese woman.
Okay.
Really? Dude, those videos, I swear to God, they're the trend right now on the porn websites. The whole stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, step-whatever. Like, if you go to any porn site right now, YouTube, or YouPorn, RedTube, the freaking UJizz.
Hold on.
Andy, what was that one you just told me about?
YesPornPlease.com.
That's too many words.
If you go to any of these, at some point on the front page, there's going to be some type of...
Oh, okay, at some point on the front page, there's going to be everything.
No, that's not true.
Stepmom, stepdad.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm talking even stepbrother and stepsister. That's what's really popping off right now.
They're not related. It's legal.
It is legal.
Yeah, so... Anyways.
It's all perfectly legal, some would say.
Perfectly legal.
GG List says, I know, Tim, it's great. I agree. You know, not because of the thrill of fucking your sibling, but because of the thrill of these girls are really hot. They're like, for some reason, it's the cream of the crop. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it right.
Okay.
But there's also the thrill of fucking your sibling.
So, yeah, we heard a lot of cool stories about Nick's childhood. There's a little something
for everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nick's childhood.
What did you eat? What did you get from the place?
I got the Joe's special.
Okay.
Did they tell you the specials?
I don't know the Joe special, no.
It was like a giant ball of ground beef.
Oh.
With like onions and mushrooms like shoved in there.
Yeah.
And all grilled together.
How was that?
It was really good.
Now did that played into your diet you're on, right? You're on,
yeah.
Because you're trying to do the Nick thing, right?
Yeah,
no carbs.
Yeah.
How's that going? Just,
smoothly.
Yeah.
Tim's mom fucking sent donuts.
Is she trying to sabotage you, think? Is she trying to ruin the wedding
with
Paul?
I think if she knew, she'd still send the donuts. But, man, I tell you, there's some apple fritters in there. It's really hard not to just fucking devour them.
I'm a big fan of apple fritters.
Oh, they're so good.
How do you feel? What do you come down
to? I don't think I have an opinion on apple fritters.
Apple fritters to me?
You don't have an opinion.
I want to give them a shout out because most donuts, they're too small.
Yeah.
The apple fritter, that shit will fill you up.
Oh, that's the guy in there that looks like all crazy.
Yeah, like a...
Like he looks like... What,
like a frozen shit.
Like the nemesis from Resident Evil?
Yeah, or when you go to the elephant's ear, that's not it either.
No, like if you were to freeze a shit, like a diarrhea shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah. No, that would be really liquidy.
That's wrong.
All over the
place.
Yeah,
but you have it in a bag. If you have it in a bag, that's
you
what
it looks like. You have it in a bag.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news we want to talk about, and then we jump into the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, give away a video game. You can win it by supporting us here on Twitch, doing the Twitch Prime thing, by supporting us on Patreon. There's a million different ways and things are going up. It's crazy. Then we jump into the chat for the 3 and 3.
The old 3 and 3.
We go through your tips. We go through your subs. Then we go into Kinda Funny Games Daily.
But first off, we have the housekeeping segment.
Uh-huh.
Today, the new party mode is live for everybody. You can watch it right now on youtube.com/kindafunnygames. It's fantastic.
It is really good.
Did a great job. It's Mount Your Friends. I went through and made sure that I photoshopped our faces out so that when we play, it's our faces with those big swinging dicks. Let's see some of them dicks, Greg.
Wait, hold on. I love this part.
Yeah, this is the best part.
This is not the best part.
This is one of the best parts. The other best part is when I do the Spider-Man song and Andy edits in the Spider-Man footage. That's good, too. Andy's edits are insanely
awesome.
He's
great. He's fantastic. But anyway, yeah, you can see here there's a lot to take in, a lot to enjoy. I hope you do. Party
Please
mode.
Go check it out.
The best show of all time.
We enjoy this show quite a bit. It's a show you requested. It needs your love. Share it with your friends. You might say, I don't have that many friends. I don't fucking care. Share it with them.
Titan Matrix says, I assume it's not safe for work. Depends where you work.
I mean, if any of our content is safe for where you work, like right now, because I can just yell out anything I want.
Yeah.
Like,
what are you going to yell? What are you going to yell?
Nothing.
A Titan Matrix. Titan Matrix got weed over here, boss!
Too much
Titan
weed.
Matrix got weed in his cubicle. Come over here, boss.
Titan Matrix.
Boss! That's what you do. You
the
know
guy's
what
just like, I know Titan Matrix. He works with me.
He's got the little thing, the Titan Matrix like sign on his cubicle.
What area code is 301?
301?
Nobody knows.
I just got a phone call from a 301.
It's LA.
Is it LA?
Maryland.
That's weird.
Oh, Bethesda's calling.
Oh my God.
Pete Hines wants to talk to you.
Let's see. And then the other thing is, like Greg said earlier, we have another GOG that we were recording today. You can watch it live at 3 p.m. if you are a supporter on patreon.com/kindafunny.
That's the one that'll have the comedy show in there, and it'll be a time capsule.
And Andy Cortez will be there.
You're the most requested. Everybody on Reddit has a hard-on for Andy Cortez. Well, now we're taking your hard-ons and we're shoving it in Andy's hole.
A lot of people are just shouting out a whole bunch of random-ass area codes now.
Sure.
It's just like, all right, 619, I understand. Rey Mysterio, he is from there. But why is people throwing out the 313? Like, that ain't what we're doing here.
313.
315, Chicago.
Anyway, let's get into the news, Greg.
That's how you do it, Kevin. Mimic that in like an hour.
Am I doing it?
Garbage.
Can you try again?
Are you gearing up to do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like a little kid who goes up to the edge of the diving board and he's like, and he comes back. He's like, I can't do it.
Give it to me one more time.
Time for some news. I don't know.
No. The noise.
See, now when you do it, it sounds like Star Wars.
Yeah, that's... I'm hearing awesome.
Here comes Spock, and he's got a ball, and he's Star Wars.
That's actually Morse code. Someone figure that out.
Andy has the best do-do-do.
Andy,
give it to him.
No, you better not punch my nuts, you piece of shit.
See, that's like, you know some news is coming. Yeah, like, this is hot off the fucking, this is breaking news.
I'm glad we're taking the practice swings here.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, people not happy with you two clowns over there.
You clowning around.
One person said that in the YouTube. One person in the YouTube comments said that.
I certainly did.
He punched me in the nuts in quotes. He's like, wait, I have a serious show, guys.
Fuck you guys.
You guys ruined it.
You kidding me?
You guys ruined Kind of Funny Games
in the nuts.
You ruined Kind of Funny Games.
I'm on Team Andy with this one.
Now you're trying to ruin... This
you fucking hit that
don't
screen.
Don't fucking point at me.
Don't hit that screen.
I haven't
screen.
Been on this show in a while. I'll do whatever I want. I'll touch the wall.
No, stop it.
Maybe I'll fucking pee on this
wall. No.
Don't pee on the wall.
Cool Greg was cheering me on. Yeah, hell yeah. Hold on, guys.
Yeah.
I got it.
When you do it, it's nasty,
last
though.
Last night I figured out how to do it at dinner.
When my brother puts his tongue out, like it looks more like gangster for some reason. But when you do it, it's like oddly sexual. Oh, my God.
Yesterday at the burger place, Nick noticed Greg doing it, Cool Greg doing it from like a distance. And so Cool Greg and I were just standing there, and then all of a sudden Cool Greg turns and we see Nick across the restaurant at the soda fountains doing the thing. And then Cool Greg was like, damn, he caught me.
Oh my God, I love it so much. All right, cool. Here we go. Back to the news.
We haven't even gotten into it.
Well, I did the intro to it. We never got to it. This comes from IGN. The Batman director, Matt Reeves, promises noir-driven detective movie.
Hell yeah.
This comes from Jim Vavida.
Stacks.
Filmmaker Matt Reeves dropped some juicy morsels about his next project, Warner Brothers' next solo Batman movie, while promoting his new release, War for the Planet of the Apes, that I gotta say, Greg.
Yeah, here, lean on.
I'm feeling kind of inspired to go back. I haven't seen any of this trilogy.
Ooh, really?
And I feel like I might have to.
They're good. Here's my thing. I thought the first one, you know, the James Franco one, because again, let's be very clear, we got yelled at a long time ago at this. That Marky Mark not involved in this one. That's not in this universe. Yeah. Even though...
I thought they said there was.
No, we got in a big argument. Remember, I think it was a Colin Greg Live.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure.
Anyways, the James Franco one was really good. The next one... I remember thinking it was fine, and I really have trouble remembering, really. I remember we were down in the, it was downtown San Francisco, and then we went across the bridge and fought them, and they were smart, and then, but it's the same, and, like, this trailer looks a lot like that, but it is getting good reviews.
And they're saying that, like, as a trilogy, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Westbray26 says they're really good. Sort your life out, Tim. Well, I think I might have to.
We have known for a while Tim's life is not sorted.
It's definitely not sorted. In a chat with New Trailer Buzz via Batman News, Reeves explained that he was as much a fan of the DC superhero as a child as he was of the Planet of the Apes film series. Reeves also drew comparisons between the Dark Knight and the protagonist in the new Apes trilogy, Caesar. I see a parallel emotionally between Caesar and Batman in that they're both characters who are tortured and trying to sort of grapple within themselves to find a way to do the right thing in a very imperfect and to some degree corrupt world. And so that's really that emotionality that I'm interested in. He added, I want to do a very point of view driven, you know, this film, and with all the films, what I try to do in an almost Hitchcockian sense is to use the camera and use the storytelling so that you become the character and you empathize with that point of view. And I think there's a chance to do an almost noir-driven detective version of Batman that is point of view-driven in a very, very powerful way that hopefully is going to connect you with what's going on inside of his head and inside of his heart.
Oh, he's gonna have a heart.
He also recently confirmed Ben Affleck, who had previously been attached to direct the Batman solo films, is still on board to play the Caped Crusader. He added that he's only just getting started on working on the Batman movie now that he's done with War for the Planet of the Apes.
Good. Stop making other movies and just make Batman.
Just make Batman, DC, that's all.
We've talked about this before. Once you get attached to these projects, just stop it with your other bullshit movie nobody cares about.
Sounds like people care.
Don't go out there and make LA Noir, whatever the fuck you were making, Ben Affleck. Fucking sit there, put on the bat suit, film three Batman movies back to back while you're in awesome shape and be done with it.
Yeah.
I understand. This isn't hard. Think about how many videos. We did a podcast yesterday. We're doing a podcast today.
Shit.
You tell me you can't make a Batman movie yesterday, make a Batman movie today?
That's on you, DC. Step it up.
Super simple, it seems like.
Yeah. Super simple.
Thank you. Zack Snyder. You know, all these comic book people. Scott Snyder. All these other comic book people, they're putting out
they comics. They got Snyder's left and right.
They're making comics
every month.
They
can't make Batman movies left and right?
Exactly. They're making comics every month. If you tell me you can't just knuckle down there, write a fucking script. Come on, guys. Yeah. Ain't that hard.
I know people that can shoot things. Kevin can shoot things. Kevin can shoot a camera.
Not well.
No.
But hey, doesn't matter. You can do it. I'm proud of you, Kevin.
Next story. I want to get into comics.
Next story. This is, we covered this yesterday, but I wanted to actually show it because it was just read in a tip. There's a back and forth going on Twitter where Ryuk from Death Note has his own Twitter. It's at Ryuk, and he is verified. And my brother is really excited and about to follow him right now. And I love him so much. Ryuk and Adam Wingard, the director, the guy that also directed the Blair Witch reboot, whatever, the movie that just came out, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Sequel, whatever. And he's directing this movie, and they're having a back and forth on Twitter, and Ryuk's like, come on, let's show some shit. And it's very in character to Ryuk, and I like that.
Is it cool or cheesy?
It's both.
Okay.
But, like, I love it. Like, it's definitely true to the character.
Okay.
So it's, like, awesome, but the character is kind of cheesy overall. But that's, whatever, it's great.
Is this Willem Dafoe?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so it's like, given the style of all of this, I'm feeling it, man.
I'm feeling it. Turn on the lights down low. This poster doesn't sell
too much. But August 25th, we're getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
So, I wish it was a series and not a movie.
Sure.
Don't think they're really going to do a great job in 2 hours.
But I want to. I want them to do a good
Me
job.
Me too. I still have faith, too. Because Adam Wingard, the shit and a half.
Andrea Renee's bringing in some kind of food. Are these little smokies?
These are chocolate croissants.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, I have to do this. Thank you so much.
Covered in sugar. Thank you. Oh, covered in sugar. Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
I'll see you soon.
You're amazing.
Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Anyways, I'm excited. I need to figure out what we're doing for this, but I want it to be a watch along. We're in a stalemate.
They're eating the chocolate croissants.
I put it in my mouth first. I thought you let me finish it.
My thing is, I didn't. Because I was waiting for you to talk to put it in my mouth, but then I realized you just put it in yours. Mm.
They're trying to explain something, but if you didn't know the context, it sounds very
Kevin's
sexual.
Kevin's Bob.
You want me to stop? Oh, Kevin's got it. Okay, yeah, they're still going, the eating. It looks like Tim's
It was a dense little chocolate croissant. It was delicious.
I was going to try to figure out which one finishes first, but by the way you were talking, I was going to put my money on Tim.
Yeah.
But it looks like Greg... Already done.
Oh yeah,
Tim, getting everything. Like
I'm used to having dense balls in my mouth. You know what I mean?
You certainly are.
Was really
well aware of that.
Whole Foods, man. Mm. First the sandwiches the other day on the stream. Cool Greg somehow a truck turned over and he got all these coupons for Whole Foods. We use those delicious sandwiches. Now turns out they got little chocolate croissants. Good job, Amazon. Good purchase.
Next story. This isn't so much a story as much as it's a public service announcement.
Okay, everybody, public service announcement.
Baby Driver is out now.
Okay.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
You can watch it. You should watch it. I haven't seen it yet. Nick saw it. You saw it?
No.
Okay.
Couldn't go.
We can go. We had to do some shit. Kevin saw it. Cool. Edgar Wright, one of my favorite directors, and I just wanted to support him.
The reviews are good, yes?
The reviews are fantastic.
But I heard our guys didn't like it.
No.
Nick didn't like it.
Greg also was not a huge fan. Cool Greg.
Cool Greg shaking his head. Now, here's what I'm upset about the most, guys. So it was you, Nick, and Cool Greg that went and saw this movie.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Gorilla Nostril says this is a Tim-ass movie.
Why is it?
Well,
I don't hear it from my boys. I don't hear it from the crew. I got to hear it from people on the internet tweeting at me that the Vita plays a starring role in this movie. The Vita, I hear, gets 2 minutes of screen time. The PlayStation Vita. We could have been beating the drum.
I don't even remember.
Could have been beating the drum, putting up the relocation program, getting some things going here.
I don't even remember that.
Cool. You guys suck. You're the part of the problem. Are you sure you saw the same movie? Did you just go see Ray again with Jamie Foxx?
I've never seen Ray.
You never saw Ray?
Is it good?
Oh my Ray, God, Ray's
it's
awesome.
So good.
Ray's really
Ray's
good.
Great.
You gotta watch it.
I'll put it on the list.
Please do. They don't do anything with Diet Pepsi. That's the one thing I wanted.
So you're selling people on watching it just because it's
goddamn
Evita
right. It's got Evita. Let's get out there and support everybody.
I'm super excited about it, though. I really want to watch it. Nick's kind of bringing me down on it, but then I remembered that me and Nick mostly don't agree on it.
Remember
movies.
That Nick likes Daddy's Home, so he likes can Daddy's fuck home, off.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that is what it is.
All right, good.
That's
it. What it is. Now it's time for comics?
Now it's time for comics. Greg's doing the comic dance.
Oh, God.
C-O-M-I-C-S. Comic time.
That's a great jingle.
Yeah. Thank you. Good job.
Yeah, it was something for sure.
If you didn't remember, ladies and gentlemen, each and every Wednesday here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show, we talk comics because it's comics day. New comics are out. We tell you what you should be reading. We talk about the required reading from last week and assign you something new. I'm very excited. Where are we starting today, Tim?
Today, we are starting with the required reading.
Okay.
Last week, we were recommended by many best friends out there.
Yes.
That we read Lock and Key. Volume 1.
We did. IDW.
So we did. Yeah. I did last night.
Me too.
While Gio was next to me in bed.
Sure.
That was fun.
She passed the fuck out.
She was knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And we had to switch sides because I knew I had to read.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to read the other. She's like, no, I want you to lay next to me. I'm like, God. Well, you have a light on your bedstand and I don't. Then we had to switch and it was super awkward. Then I couldn't sleep because I'm used to one side. It was a whole fucking thing. But I loved it though. I loved it.
You loved Lock and Key?
Here's my thing. Love is a strong word.
Okay.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
It did the perfect thing where it introduced the world.
Yeah.
Introduced the characters. I was in. I was totally, there was no point reading it that I was like, I'll stop now and I'm going to come back tomorrow and finish it.
Sure.
Which is good. Because there's a lot of times, these volumes, I really enjoy how comics are set up. Where it's in what, 6 issue arcs?
Yeah.
Give or take,
they try to,
most
yeah.
of the time,
yeah.
And I enjoy that, especially in the early goings of the series.
Sure.
Because it just kind of like gets you into it, and I feel like there is a nice intro, middle, conclusion, right? Where it's like, you take that, and then when you start looking at the volumes on volumes on volumes, then those start having other plots within
right,
it,
right,
and that
right,
gets
right,
really
right.
confusing. But when it's just early on, you really kind of get in there, and I feel like there's been a lot of volume ones where they lose me somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
this is cool, but like, whatever. And then they usually get me back at the end. This, I was pretty steady the entire time.
Sure.
And I liked it at the end. I was like, I am interested to read more.
What happens next? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. I'm with you. I think you nailed it in terms of how I feel about it, where, yeah, I was along for the ride and I enjoyed it the whole way. For me, though, when we got to the end here, I was like, all right, cool. I'm not motivated enough to pick up volume 2 or pick back up with what's going on. I thought it was cool. I liked the story. I liked they did a really good job, I thought, of suspense in terms of opening with the really creepy scene. You know shit's about to go down. Then the flashbacks every so often. So we're getting a little bit more of what happened, how did it happen. What did he say about his dad? Oh, that's what he's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was all this really cool shit.
Yeah, the continuity was fun.
Yeah, but for me, I think one of the reasons because like the way Lock and Key goes, right, is that this is my autographed copy from one Joshua Yale over at IGN Comics,
okay.
All right? He gave this to me when we still worked at IGN, and it sat on my shelf forever. And then we got another one from best friend, whose name I always just call the Ice Cream Sandwich Kid.
Jay Fitz.
Jay Fitz, thank you. He gave another one. I'm like, all right, well, that's enough. And then not to mention when we started the show, a lot of you have been out there saying, no, you need to read this, you need to read this, you got to do this, got to do this. So jumping into it, my thing about it is that, like, as much as I love horror movies, horror comics never really get me, right? I never really feel connected. So for me in this one, I dug the whole, hey, we're spoiling this, right? That's how required reading is going to be. You got a week to read this.
We should do what we normally do, which is we'll talk about it spoiler-free.
Sure.
And then enter the spoiler zone.
Yeah, we're entering the spoiler zone.
Cool.
We're in the spoiler zone, everybody. Don't worry. Hold on. Kevin, you're going to be okay. And this isn't even that much. I mean, it's literally the first few pages. I liked the whole thing of, hey, I'm a classmate, and I killed your dad and fucked up your life, and now I'm coming coming across the country to do it again. I know this is like the whole fucking part of the book. I didn't need the supernatural stuff.
Yeah.
Like the kid becoming a ghost going through the door, and then the ghost in the well, and I was like, I really don't care about any of this. Can I get more of that?
The other stuff
which
is
the reason that I love Nailbiter, I think. Or loved Nailbiter, which is now completed its run as well.
No, I see what you're saying. I mean, I'm with you where it's like some of the supernatural stuff isn't really my jam.
Yeah.
But what I liked about this book is that it kind of felt like a grown-up, super dark reboot of Casper.
Okay,
and I
sure
was into that.
Sure, no, I can like, see that
because I liked the kid. It's really dark.
Yeah,
I mean, the kid, the art, the way it's drawn of the kid when he's dead is like holy shit! Like that motherfucker is dead.
You dead, dude.
You know, and like killing kids is frowned upon.
Yeah, of
normally,
course.
But I enjoyed the liberties that they took with that, and I liked how much I enjoyed the plot, even though I didn't love most of the characters. Like, there's not too many characters in this. I really like the bad guy was probably the most interesting one to me.
The Sam, cut up face,
yeah, okay, the fucked up face. Like, I really enjoyed all the scenes he was in because I wanted more. I wanted more backstory of like what got him to be where he's at.
Yeah,
and I feel like they did a good job with it. I didn't like the character of the well.
Yeah.
Ghost or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Her coming back is like a dude. Named
she
Zach.
Went through one of the doors that changes you from a boy to a girl.
Or yeah,
a
girl to a boy. I know. But
Kevin,
I just, like,
you read this, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I'm also really like excited the fact that like there's 7 volumes and that's it.
Oh, is that true?
I believe so. As far as I can tell, it ended in like 2012.
It ended.
That's what it looked like online.
This changes everything.
Now you're more interested in reading it.
This changes everything.
So that's the thing. I started reading this and I got really upset because I was like, fuck, I really enjoy this. I want to go deeper, but I don't want to do another ongoing series. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh.
That is cool. That's good.
All right.
If it's 7 volumes, I can get down with that.
Yeah.
I feel like they did a good enough job selling me on a world for 7 volumes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do recommend it though. I think it's a fun read. I think there's other things I'd recommend over it if you haven't read. But I there's nothing about this that I'm like, eh. I'm kind of like, oh, it's great.
Titan Matrix, boss, Titan Matrix is watching the Twitch. Titan Matrix says Lock and Key is 6 volumes. There was a one shot last year that was just explains A Key.
I love so that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that's not. Yeah, having an end always is helpful. Yeah, I might let you go a little bit further and tell me if it's something invested.
Okay.
Because the one tease right in it in volume one is when we're looking at the old photo of the dad with his arm around the woman. I don't think that wasn't the mom, but he had the bracelet on.
Oh yeah.
And then as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, that's the ghost, or the well person over there looking at the thing. And then the well person went through the door, became a boy. And I'm like, now are they gonna go through a door to time travel back there and fuck
with
the dad?
That's what I was thinking too.
And that's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting to it. Yeah.
I feel like the concepts of like introducing magic through these doors that only certain people sounds like, because like adults can't go through the doors. I thought that was really interesting and something I hadn't seen.
Yeah, as you get older,
before,
you forget about all this and you don't believe it and so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. No, very cool. And it comes from IDW, which is a very underrated publisher.
Well, they've been coming up lately.
Have they?
Yeah, they've been coming to their own, I think, with all the stuff they do with the Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles.
I mean, my thing is, I've been reading them for a decade now with the Transformers and Ninja Turtles, so I love them. I'm a big fan of them. I feel like there is a high level of quality that they stick to when it comes to combining artists with writers and sticking to it for a while. And they usually stay committed for long enough. Never the whole series, but like long enough. And so, yeah, because you never really hear about them. You hear about like even Image at this point is like in the big
Image
three.
Image is a big three. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It seems like everybody in the chat enjoyed it as well.
Yeah.
We've been all over the place here. They're saying it's worth it for reading through the entire way too. Yeah.
Citizen Sandman says you have to read past the second volume to see why people rave about Lock and Key.
Mm.
And I buy that. Huh?
I just, it's crazy because I already am super excited.
Yeah, that's
about
good
it.
Though. I like that it gets better.
Okay. Maybe I will keep going then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to load up for this trip, you know what I mean?
Cage Kami 85 says new Saga out today.
Oh, yeah. That's you want to get into our poll list?
Let's get into the poll list. Let's go.
All right, so what are you stoked for this week?
I am stoked for the Batman/Elmer Fudd special.
Agreed. It's chief top of the list in my poll list. Have you read it yet?
I have not read it yet. It's on the list. I got to get to it.
This morning I woke up, got sleep out of my eyes, built Kinda Funny Games Daily, and then jumped into the poll list, started pulling stuff, pulled Batman, Elmer Fudd, and like, it was not at all what I expected.
So that's the thing. They announced in March that they were going to do a Looney Tunes DC crossover series where there's like a couple one-offs. There's one, I think it was Wonder Woman, Tasmanian Devil. One is Bugs Bunny in Justice League.
Okay.
But Batman Elmer Fudd is the one that I'm like, that sounds just crazy enough to work.
Yeah.
And the reviews are out. People are fucking raving about it.
It's fucking awesome.
And did you read it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give me the pitch.
I mean, like, for me, I saw the cover and saw it on the, and I'm like, all right, cool. That's on my pull list. I want to see what this is all about. And I was expecting it to be a normal crossover of cartoony Elmer Fudd meeting Batman or whatever. And that's not at all what it is. It's a human Elmer Fudd and human versions of all the other Looney Tunes in Gotham City. And like, not, they didn't get like transported there. They're living in Gotham City. They have their own bar, this Porky's Bar. You go in, Porky's behind the thing, but he kind of has a piggy nose, but he's not like a pig. And they all have like their speech impediments or whatever. So like, yeah, it, you know, like you even they do like one of those like pan arounds. And you see what all the different people are doing. You're like, oh, that's the fucking guy with the guns. Yosemite Sam,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, right. And that's the giant chicken guy. I'm not the biggest fan
of the chicken dude. Lola there?
No Lola the Bunny, sorry. But Bugs Bunny is there, and, you know, he's like, Elmer Fudd's a hitman. He's got a shotgun in. He comes into the bar to kill Bugs Bunny, and then they have a conversation, and Bugs talks his way out of it, and that leads to him encountering Batman, and then, like, them. There's a Batman-Elmer Fudd fight that's fucking awesome. And it's not like comedic, like, you know, like, oh, like, he trips over his gun and stuff. Like, there's like awesome like hitman moments in that, of like where Elmer's in the room or whatever and Batman's creeping up behind him, and Elmer does like the whole like, huh, and like puts the gun over his shoulder like he's an idiot, but it's because he sees the shadow, and so he fires and Batman dodges, and then they fucking roll around and like the gun's going off, and it's like,
this sounds awesome.
If you would have told me this morning before I looked at the pull list that I'd be enjoying a Batman Elmer Fudd fight, I'd be like a fucking idiot.
No,
like,
I looked at the comics come out today. I saw this and I'm like, number one, like just from reading the bio, because people were saying that it isn't bullshit. Because the other crossovers, not that they're bullshit, but they are what
they
you
are
expect.
Like what you expect.
It's the cartoony, more comedic thing. Whereas from what I'm hearing, is that this is comedic, but in an adult way.
It's a standalone thing where, like, the comedy elements of it, I think, are you bringing in your knowledge base of Looney Tunes already, right? Because for me, it was, they write all of Elmer's, it's from his perspective, so it's all of his dialogue, and then his, like, you know, thought boxes or whatever are all written with the lisp. So it's like, some of them work really well, and others I'm like, what the fuck is he trying to say? You know what I mean? Which is kind of cute, kind of funny or whatever, and then to have him get in involved with Batman and have these crossovers with Alfred and Bruce Wayne and shit, I was like, this is really cool, and it's like, it's a longer issue because they have some stuff at the back, like, you know, like more of what you'd think of, like Bugs and Elmer going back and forth about rabbit season, and then Batman coming in and being bat season. He plays the role of Daffy, but it's like very cartoony, so he's like getting shot in the face.
Oh, so like a post credit,
exactly.
Not post credit, but like another story. Got it. In the chat, I saw something that I enjoyed.
Mr. Yasman 300 in the chat says, "Does he say I'm hunting Batman?" No, I don't want to ruin what he says in there. He says other things that, and it's actually again. It's funny because you know it's rabbits, I'm hunting rabbit or whatever, but the way they use it in callback dialogue is actually really, really good in terms of like, I don't want to say it. It's really good. It's really, I was really, really impressed with it because I had such low expectations.
Tacky the Penguin says, I say, how does he not know Foghorn Leghorn?
Thank you. I know him. I just don't know his fucking name. You got that guy. You got Tweety Bird. You got the rapist skunk.
Oh my God.
Am I wrong?
Is he in this?
No. Pepe Le Pew did not pop up in this one.
Damn it.
Sorry to do that to you.
I'm excited, though. That's cool.
Also on my pull list this week, Saga 44 is out. Supergirl Being Super. Has anybody been following this?
Mm-mm.
It's been this, like, it's wrapping up. It's been this four-issue arc. They're super long issues, though, that are told out of continuity, just this thing. I don't think there is a Superman in their world. It's just Kara doing the stuff. It's really good. It's finally wrapping up there. Obviously, I'm pulling Action. I'm still behind, though, on what's going on there. It looks like the Superman Revenge Squad is still up to no good. Spider-Gwen, Injustice, there. I, last week, picked up Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man, and Miss Marvel. I didn't give him a shout-out last time. I haven't read them yet, though, but they're on here or whatever.
There you go.
What do you do?
The last thing I want to do for the comic section is I want to bitch for a second.
Oh, you want to bitch? Okay.
Yeah, Kev, can you pull this up? So IDW, after just praising them, I need to totally take a shit all over it. So they just announced the new thing, First Strike, which is their event, because guess what? They did get big enough that now it needs to be freaking events every year.
Oh, right, an event.
Last year they had Revolution, where they introduced, so Transformers has been going on for over a decade now in various ongoings, various one-offs, various miniseries. And now they have a point where they have G.I. Joe and ROM and Micronauts and Mask. And
Mask.
Action Man and all this stuff. And it's like, guess what? I don't care about any of that.
Okay.
At all. And now, every year, there needs to be this giant crossover event where they're all
to remind you
together.
Other books exist.
And it's like, well, I don't want these other books.
Too bad.
Books. I don't at all.
Too bad.
And I gave it a shot with Revolution. And so here's the thing, Greg. I need to make this clear.
Make it clear, Tim.
I have read every single Transformers comic in existence ever up to this point. Every single Marvel comics, the Generation 2 stuff,
yeah,
back when Dreamwave was a thing, RIP, that 13-issue run was one of the best things ever. The War Within, all this stuff, so damn good. Then IDW starts, had a really, really rocky start.
Yeah.
And then it just kept getting better and better and better, and this world became awesome. And there's just more and more series, and some were duds, but most of them, I'd say, were fantastic. I was so sold. And then they did essentially restart, where it was just like, all right, cool, we understand, too many humans, you don't like Earth, we're going to fucking space. Multiple ongoing series where there's not a single human. It's just Transformers.
Sure.
The series that's been going on, More Than Meets the Eye, it's fantastic. Then this shit starts. And all of a sudden, they're back on Earth. And all of a sudden, there's humans everywhere. And all of a sudden, there's a bunch of bullshit that no one cares about because you need to read it across six different series. And
this
it's not
interesting. This six-part bi-weekly series will feature the talents of writers for Transformers, Skylander, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Earth's heroes have united after the explosive events of last year's revolution, bringing together G.I. Joe, Rom, the Micronauts, Mask, Mobile Armor Strike Command, Action Man, and Transformers. Earth has never been more secure now that it has become a member of the Council of Worlds due to Optimus Prime's leadership.
So anyway, I'm done.
You're just done with IDW and Transformers?
I'm done with IDW's Transformers until they stop this shit.
Wow.
The exception being I will read Lost Light because Lost Light is awesome and it's a continuation more than meets the eye. But the rest of this stuff, it feels like it's way too continuity heavy.
Okay.
IDW's Transformers has always been continuity heavy, but that's why I'm in it. I'm invested and they fucking stick to it. This is just, they're treating us bad. I don't like it.
They're doing all the mistakes.
I don't like it one
big
bit.
Three.
Ninja Turtle's still fantastic.
Yeah.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's required reading this week? Do you have something? We go to the audience. The one audience member I want to call out who's been shouting out books recently was one Kevin A. Coella. Kevin, you shouted out that you wanted to do Green Valley, right?
No, I did not.
Who shouted that out then?
That was a fan.
Do you remember the fan's name?
I do not.
Okay. Well, here's my question about Green Valley. Green Valley, Max Landis's Image book. Completely done. 9 issues. All wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
However, not a collected trade anywhere yet.
Mm.
And not until October do we get a collected trade.
Oh, dear.
So do we do it and just say, you can buy the singles from your local comic shop or Comixology, it takes 2 seconds. They're $2 a piece.
Sure.
But you know what I mean? Come on. It's not $18 there. That's
fine. I think that's too much.
Too much?
That sounds like too much.
Okay.
You know what I think we should do? And again, we can go with anything else that you want. I'm just throwing this out there because I feel like it deserves more love. It's Paper Girls, Volume 1. Because have you read Paper Girls, Kevin?
No, I haven't.
There you go.
I want Paper Girls.
I want to read Paper Girls.
I want everyone to read it, and then I want to have a discussion about
it. Here's what I want to do then. I want to up the ante. Because you know I'm a big Paper Girls fan. You know this about me. I've been very vocal about Paper Girls. We can say, Volume 1 is the required reading of Paper Girls. Extra credit?
Okay.
Catch all the way up on Paper Girls.
Ooh.
Because here's the thing. Remember, everybody, no live shows next week. So your required reading carries you for 2 weeks. Into July. Why no shows next week? There's a holiday called 4th of July next week. I'm on vacation in Missouri. Andrea's on vacation. Danny's on vacation. That means no games daily. You have things to do. Nick's got things to do. The kids are going to be streaming every day. Kevin, Andy, Cool Greg, Joey are going to stream every day at 11, just play games and hang out. We're also going to RTX.
My favorite thing that Andy Cortez brought up to me, because his friend texted him about, is that my brother yesterday tweeted out, "Hey, we're gonna be playing PlayStation 2 games next week. What should I play?" And every time someone responds, he's like, "Oh, I don't got that."
That's great.
It's just, I love that you have 13 games that you can play. You should probably just be like, "Which one of these do you want me to play?"
Cool, Greg. All right, so Paper Girls is your required reading, Volume 1. However, extra credit is a cash up all the way on Paper Girls because I'll reread it on my plane rides.
Which, to be clear, is not much more. Right?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But
catching up, I mean, is Volume 2 even out yet? Yeah,
yes,
it is.
Paper Girls Volume 2 is
Volume 2 is out, and then I think there's like 2 more issues after that.
Well, let me throw up in Comixology. Because I do that thing, I have so many comics on the iPad, I start deleting stuff, you know what I mean? Like if I read it, I delete it.
How big's your iPad?
It's the biggest. No, I don't know if that's true.
Mr. Yasman saying, "Can Kevin play Friday the 13th? I want to see him play Jason with his maniac laugh."
I don't think I'm going to be good at it. I mean, I'm down to play it. I'm down to play it. I just don't think I'm going to be good at it. I have it.
You want to jump into the chat?
We're jumping into
tips to do. We got subs to do. We're way fucking behind.
Sorry. We got just get too excited.
I think on comic day, we might not do anything but comics.
Just talk about comics? Yeah, okay.
That's what fucks us up.
I like that. Let's jump into the giveaway section. Today, we are giving away NEX Machina on the PlayStation 4.
Hell yeah, it is good.
Kevin, I'm going to need your help.
Currently, we're giving it away. 15 issues into paper, 15. Girls. Okay. You have two volumes currently out, volume 3 coming. You have to pick up singles after that. Worth pointing out that right now on Comixology, Paper Girls Volume 1 is marked down from $7.99 to $3.99. That's a fucking steal. This book's awesome.
Yeah, and they're short, too. I'm pretty sure that the volume is only 5 issues for Paper Girls, not 6.
Okay.
But you see this, Kev? Got you. Cool. We're giving it away to a Twitch sub today. Remember, there's 4 different ways that you can win during these giveaways. 1, be there in the Twitch chat. 2, be a Twitch subscriber. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you get a free Twitch subscription every month that you could use on us if you do so choose. 3, support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And 4, support us on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 or above level. Today's giveaway is brought to you by World of Tanks. World of Tanks is an epic, team-based, massively multiplayer online action console game, it's a lot of words, dedicated to tank combat. It's available on the PlayStation 4, which obviously, PlayStation 4 Pro as well, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox One S, and coming soon to Microsoft's Xbox One X when that comes out.
All the flops!
So many flops. Command history's most powerful tanks and experience tactical combat like never before. In World of Tanks console, you can battle up to 30 other players in over 450 historically accurate World War II armored vehicles from the 1930s and 1950s. World of Tanks console is a AAA game that's free to play. The console version was built from the ground up, taking full advantage of both PlayStation and Xbox's unique capabilities. Regular updates are always happening, including exciting new content, special events, and sneak surprises. World of Tanks console fully supports HDR and 4K graphics for us fancy people with them fancy TVs. For Kind of Funny Morning Show listeners, World of Tanks console has a special offer for new players who sign up this month. Go to wrg.am/funnytank and grab your free tank, garage slot, and 3 days of premium game time while this lasts. It's a limited thing, so it will run out eventually. Okay. So get on that if you want that.
Go get your tanks.
Funny tanks.
This is one of those games that's so huge.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just like, it's what we're talking about with Paragon, with Andrea on the show and stuff. Like, it's like, you have these communities of people who just play World of Tanks all the time.
I've heard about this game for 100
years. 100
years?
100 wow,
years.
Okay. Well, 100
years. The winner of Nex Machina on the PlayStation 4 is Gjillis L.
Kevin will be Twitch emailing subscriber. You a code right now.
I will send him a Twitch message.
A Twitch message is what he's going to send you. I'm going to jump into the tips, Timmy Tam. First tip comes from Arvel Cernerden. He says, I have to pay up my birthday taxes. I'm getting 35 years old today. Thanks for the awesome content. No, thank you for watching. Tacky the Penguin gave us a tip and said, in my dream last night, I was running a 5K with Greg, Jen, and Mr. Penguin Von Penguin in NYC where I live. Mr. Penguin Von Penguin kept falling in the subway tracks. Jesus.
He does that a lot, though.
Jen tried to sign me up for a 5K the other day. Didn't go well. Annie Kins gave a tip and said, Bay Area! Question Bay for Tim and Cool Greg. Have you guys ever heard about I Am Sue? If so, what do you think of his music? I Am Sue. Cool Greg's coming in to give you the slapping report. Does I Am Sue slap?
Yeah, he slaps. I was at the Embarcadero one time with my friends, and I Am Sue started shooting a music video. We offered him to hit the bottle, and he was like, nah, on the job. He kept going to it. I was like, that's a respectable man right
there. Yeah, all right, cool. Kitchen Sink Guy gave a tip and said, hey, Greg, I heard you're coming to Columbia, Missouri soon. I am a server at Stadium Grill, a sports bar near campus. It would be an honor to serve you if you stop by. We have wings. I'll see what I can do. It's a short trip. Thank you very much. I will try.
We have wings.
Dudes in Space are not dead, it turns out, after VidCon. They say Dudes in Space successfully drove from LA to SF to LA without dying in a fiery auto accident.
Good.
Our Wing Wings collab video will be dropping tomorrow.
Hell
thanks
yeah.
For hanging out last week. It was my pleasure. Very excited to see this video. Everyone go subscribe right now to Dudes in Space on YouTube so you don't miss it tomorrow. Doof Pool gave a tip and said, before Pride Month ends, I wanted to ask your thoughts on the newer Midnighter runs and if you think Stormwatch is a future in DC or if they won't even pick up that ball enough to drop it.
I have no information on either of those things.
Sorry. When we were talking about doing comic book show, I wanted the messaging to be very clear that we are people who enjoy comics. We are not embedded in the world like I am with video games.
Yeah.
So I am unfamiliar with Midnighter or Stormwatch stuff. Sorry. It's DC stuff, but it sounds like it's not happening in Super Sons, so I wouldn't know about it too much. Dave 5005. Could I get a clip of you guys wishing happy birthday to my good buddy Nick? He loves you guys, especially Nick, unsurprisingly. Hey, Nick, it's Greg and Tim from Kinda Funny. We wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Hopefully you're watching this live, because I hear you're a big fan. So if you're not watching this live right now, you're probably not that big of a fan. And then it makes me really angry. So if your friend, Dave breaks this out and gives you this video before you see it on Twitch, before you see it on YouTube, before you see it on a podcast, you're not that much of a fan, are you?
You're a huge fan.
You're kind of a piece of shit, then, huh? You're kind of a liar.
Hope to see you soon.
I swear to God, Nick.
Nice firm handshake.
You want this is gonna be you in the chair, and this is gonna be me.
What? God damn it!
From behind that time, you won't even see it coming.
Are you gonna just slightly kick over him?
I'm gonna kick him in the head, the back of his head. He's in the chair.
Oh, he's in the chair.
See, come sit in the chair and then get a back of the head. You won't be feeling too hot.
That's true.
You'll be laying there puking.
I don't know. I got a really strong head. I might be able to.
Alex, Alia, Alcia. Your comic discussion last week got me so interested that I went and bought an iPad to read comics.
Oh,
so far,
shit,
I love it.
Job.
I look forward to the book club. You guys rock. Thank you for being a part of this. We love talking comics.
iPads are just comic readers, and they are totally fucking worth it just
amazing.
For that. I love it so damn much. This reading this yesterday, first time I read a comic, like an actual physical comic, in probably 7 years. And it was weird. Didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. Again, Nightlight.
Good point.
It was a disaster.
Point. Yeah,
it's a very good point.
NPC Mate says, this one's for you, Tim. I just platinumed Amplitude.
Holy shit.
I had to cut the stream short due to the sheer joy, also the raging hard-on. But anyway, I wonder, what's your skill level?
My skill level is extremely high, but I cannot platinum that game. Good Lord, I tried. God damn. There's the problem was, so damn good at this game.
Yeah.
And I will destroy Andrea Renee.
Whoa!
And she knows it.
That's a lot of talk.
But my problem was that in order to unlock the hardest difficulty of songs, you need to beat the campaign on the difficulty less than that and like not fuck up and have a certain score. And once I get to, there's like a certain group of songs, like three or four songs that I just can't get the fucking right score to do it. And you have to do it in one run. And so that's like, if you fuck that up, that's an hour and a half of your time every single time.
Can't fuck that up. You can't do
Good job, NPC mates. That is not an easy task.
Final tip for right now, because remember, I now read tips and subs at the end of Kinda Funny Games Daily. Justin Ryan Bear says, Tim, it was a pleasure talking to you at E3. Never forget, dayswithoutbongos.com.
Hell yeah, man. Thank
you.
So
there you go. Tim, you want to jump in, do the patented 3-3?
Let's do the patented 3-3.
The Moriarty 3-3?
The first one comes once again from Titan Matrix.
Hey, boss! Titan Matrix is over here and he ain't doing his work!
He is the man of the day, it seems like. He says, Tim, where do we start with Transformers on IDW? I mean, there's a lot of good places to jump in, but if you just wanted to get a real nice recommendation from me, I would say for just a nice 6-issue run, Megatron Origins is great. But if you're a bit more committed, I would say start with Transformers More Than Meets the Eye and just read through that whole series. It'll last about 50 issues and it's fucking awesome. I'm gonna actually jump back because we didn't do PS I Love This Best
Friend. Oh, right, sorry, that's a new one for me.
Let's shut that out, guys.
You, what?
No. Kevin was gonna call it out, but you got there before.
You can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate a best friend for doing something cool, just like Robert did. Robert nominated Liana M. Breezy. Thank you, Liana, for bringing sex-positive thoughts and opinions to the Kinda Funny, Kinda Naughty page and being open to discuss sex and sexuality with anyone in the group. You're doing God's work. Thank you. Thank you very much. Remember, you can nominate your people, kindoffunny.com/bestfriends.
And do it. Don't not do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Let's see. Abstract Ab says, having a dilemma. Have a bit of credit on my phone account, but only enough to buy one comic series volume. Mm. I want to read Saga, but also want to get into Spider-Man due to the upcoming movie and game.
Ooh.
Want to ask which Spider-Man stories are worth reading, but more importantly, which series should I go for? If I'm being honest, Saga is really good.
Here's my counter argument. You're right. Here's how I'll play it, because this is how I saw it today. I thought about playing it this way for the graphic novel required reading. Remember, required reading this month is... for next show, Paper Girls. I would say Saga is excellent, But Saga never ends. It's still going. You want to read it all the time. It's amazing. Here's what I'm going to propose, and Saga might actually be part of this. I say, get Comixology Unlimited, because I saw on the front page today them advertising Spider-Man Blue. Mm. Spider-Man Blue, one of my favorite Spider-Man stories. I love it. I loved it. You didn't think it was great?
I think it's a little overhyped, because it's always on the best Spider-Man stories ever list, and I'm like...
That just shows you how bad Spider-Man stories.
It's pretty good.
Whoa.
Fucking around, Kev. I love Spidey. I would say do that. Let me jump in and look into seeing if the $9.99 Comixology Unlimited would cover that there... Saga Volume 1, because I'm pretty sure it does.
I think it goes up to Volume 3.
Ooh.
I think I looked into it very recently.
Buff Arm says Saga. He's the Saga's so overrated. Tried the first volumes available on Comixology Unlimited.
There you go.
So it is available.
Get Unlimited.
You're wrong about it being overrated. Actually, you know what? You're not wrong about it being overrated. People talk about it as if it's a 10 out of 10 masterpiece. And I'd say it's a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
It's really damn good, but it's not perfect.
Deadly Class is the comic that I was hoping for.
Too bad you got fucked on that one. No, Paper Girls won. Fuck you.
I'm actually really excited to read Paper Girls. Okay.
We're now in sub only chat.
3-3.
Bethia says, "Sup boys, it's my 18th birthday and my dad won't let me tip. I just want to thank you all for getting me through high school. And can I get a birthday butthole? Happy birthday.
Butthole. Sorry, Kev. Kept you on your toes in that one.
No worries. I think we recovered really well.
We did something right.
Cuthbert Gall. Cuthbert All Good says Comixology is free the first month.
Unlimited, yeah.
So cool.
There you go. Do it.
Great way to get into comics and check out.
Mystery Assman continues to spam this question, so let's just get it out of the way. Fuck Jesus. Guys, what are your thoughts on American Airlines? It's one of the airlines if I were to go to PSX this year. It's fine.
It's better to use
Better than United, yeah.
I was saying Virgin is better.
Oh, Virgin's the best, but I assume he can't do that. He already knows our stance on Virgin.
JetBlue is okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
One more?
I'm trying to see.
You're trying to find a good one?
The final.
Is Unlimited $6 a month?
That's a steal if it is. I thought it was 10.
Flynn Lives 89 says it'd be really nice if you guys picked required reading that is included in Comixology Unlimited. Just saying, also Unlimited is $6, not $9.
There you go.
To be fair, I will look into that and see if there's things that I recommend that are on it, but like I don't want to be limited.
I don't want to be limited by Unlimited.
Yeah.
Also, support creators, support things. It's $3, didn't I just say? Right? $4? What is the... Yeah, $4 for the first volume? You got $4. Don't fucking buy a coffee today.
$4 for the first volume of Paper Girls?
Yes.
$4.
Remember I said $7.99 marked down to, I believe, $3.99.
I never heard anything.
Okay. All right. I thought that's what I said. I was looking for somebody to clarify.
That sounds like new information to me.
You know, it's not new for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Thank you very much for joining us on this beautiful day. We're about to read subs and tips... Nope, just the subs. Well, the subs and their messages.
And their messages.
Yeah, okay.
You're gonna read them.
And then Greg
is
going to do Kind of Funny Games Daily with Andrew Renee. It's going to be fun. And then after Kind of Funny Games Daily, they're going to continue reading subs and tips that were left during
the show.
Kind of Funny Games Daily. Okay. Hope you have a great time. See you soon.